All right, ready to go deeper than just typing print, hello world. Today, we're diving into what makes Python tick, going beyond just the con itself.
Yeah, we're going past just how to write the syntax and into why is Python designed this way. It's about how Python actually reflects how we think.
So our source material this time, an essay titled Python, Bridging the Gap Between Human Thought and Machine Code, gets into why this language feels so intuitive.
It's this idea of Python being an interface, not just between you and the computer, but between how our brains work and the cold, hard logic of ones and zeros the machine uses.
Okay, gotta unpack that interface idea. The essay keeps mentioning surprising links between Python and, get this, the English language.
It's more than you'd think, and it's not by accident. Guido van Rossum, the guy who created Python, he intentionally took inspiration from English grammar. It's about making coding feel like a natural extension of how we already use language to think.
Hold on, so Python is speaking our language in a way? That's wild. But like, give me an example. How does that actually play out when you're looking at the code?
Let's say you've got the classic if-else statement. In English, you might say, if it's raining, grab an umbrella, otherwise wear your sunglasses. We make those kinds of decisions all the time.
Totally, it's automatic, you don't even realize.
Exactly, now code that in Python and it becomes if is raining, dot grab umbrella. Wears flong glasses.
See the similarities.
Whoa, I can practically read it like plain English. The condition, what to do, the alternative, it's in the same order we'd say it out loud. And it's not just if else. Remember, for each loops, imagine digging through a basket. For each apple in the basket, check if it's ripe. Python works the same way.
Okay, I'm picturing it. How would you actually write that out in Python code, though?
You'd write, for apple in basket dot and, if apple dot is ripe, dot print, found a ripe one. Again, it mirrors how our brains naturally break down a task.
It's kind of mind-blowing how these basic Python building blocks are like designed to resonate with how we do things every day.
It goes even deeper than that.
Yeah.
It's not just about single sentences. Python reflects the structure of English grammar on a much larger scale.
Okay, now you're getting into complex grammar. Hit me with it.
There's this linguistic term, hypotaxis.
Yeah.
It means nested clauses, ideas within ideas. Like saying, while I'm at the store, which is right by the park, I need to get milk.
So it's like sentences with layers, one thought tucked inside another. Like those Russian nesting dolls, but with grammar.
Perfect analogy. And guess what? Python does this with nested code blocks. Functions inside functions, loops within if statements. Just like those sentences we talked about.
So, you open one piece of code, there's another neatly tucked inside, and another, like, coding Russian dolls.
Precisely. And this isn't just a style choice. It reflects how our brains organize complex thoughts, break it down into chunks. Python's structure encourages that. It's not just about code that works, but code that makes sense to the computer and to us.
This makes me see Python as less giving the computer orders and more like having a conversation with it, you know?
Exactly. And that leads us to this key idea in Python, the Pythonic way of doing things.
I hear other programmers say that. What's it actually mean, though? It sounds almost philosophical.
It is. It's like, yeah, your code is correct, but is it good code? Is it clear, concise, elegant? Like, writing the perfect sentence, not just grammar, but the right words to get your meaning across.
So Python's got its own sense of style, form and function, all in one.
Exactly. And this elegance isn't just to make it pretty. It has real effects on how Python is used out there in the world.
Okay, I'm all about elegance, especially in code. But what's that actually look like in practice? Can you give me an example where Pythonic shines through?
Absolutely. Imagine you're dealing with, let's say, customer order data. You need to calculate total revenue, but only from the last month. In a lot of languages, that gets messy fast. Lots of loops, checking dates, adding to a total.
Yeah, sounds like a pain to write, let alone read later.
Exactly. But Python lets you do this elegantly with what's called list comprehension.
List comprehension. Sounds powerful, but kind of intimidating.
Powerful, yeah, but not too bad once you get it. It's like saying Python grabbed the totals from last month's orders and sum them up. For example, revenue, sum, order.total for order in orders, if order.date last month, direct and to the point.
Wow, that's crazy concise. Instead of each step spelled out, you tell Python what you want and it just does it.
Exactly. You define the outcome, Python handles the mechanics. This elegance isn't just aesthetic, it has huge effects on how code is developed, how teams work together.
Makes sense. Easy to read code is probably easier to work with in the long run, right?
Okay.
Especially on big projects.
Exactly. When you've got tons of code, multiple people working on it, readability is key. If it's clean, concise, Pythonic, it's easier to understand, fix, modify. Saves time, reduces errors.
Like the difference between deciphering a messy handwritten note versus reading a well-typeset book.
Spot on. Now, shifting gears a bit, another Python strength is how well it plays with other programming languages.
Ooh, it's not a solo act. Tell me more.
Teamwork makes the dream work, right? Python's great at that. It can wrap languages like C, C++, even Fortran. Those are known for speed, but can be a real headache to work with directly.
So it's like Python's putting a friendly face on something much more complex. What exactly do you mean by wrap?
Great way to put it. Think of having a simple remote control for a really sophisticated machine. You don't need to know how the machine's guts work, you just use the remote.
Makes sense. So Python's the user-friendly remote. Those other languages are the powerful but complex machine behind it.
You got it. You get the power without being an expert in that language's quirks. It lowers the barrier to entry, you know.
Super empowering, especially when you're still getting comfortable with the whole coding thing.
Totally. Take the NumPy library, for example. Hugely important in data science, scientific computing. It handles big arrays of numbers, does complex math on them.
NumPy, yeah, I've heard of it. Pretty standard in data science, right?
Absolutely. Now, NumPy itself, a lot of it is written in C for speed.
Right.
But you interact with it using Python. It's like having a powerful calculator that understands plain English.
Best of both worlds, then. Speed and efficiency, but still feeling like Python. Any other examples of this kind of teamwork?
Oh, tons. Python has bindings to all sorts of languages. There are libraries like ECTypes, Kiffy, Swig. They're like bridges, letting Python talk to code written in other ways.
So not just borrowing a cup of sugar from the neighbors, it's like building whole kitchens with their help.
Love that analogy.
Yeah.
And this glue power of Python, as it's often called, it goes beyond just other languages. It's about connecting different software parts, almost like conducting an orchestra.
Okay, always down for an orchestra analogy. Lay it on me. If Python's the conductor, what are the instruments?
Imagine each instrument as a tool, a language with its own specialty. One's great for gathering data, another cleans it up, another's a number cruncher, another makes pretty visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Each one excels at its thing.
Gotcha, so it's like a whole team of specialists. Where does Python fit in? It plays all these instruments.
Not quite. It's the maestro. Doesn't play any single instrument itself, but it knows how to make them all work together harmoniously. Orchestrates the process, the data flows smoothly from one stage to the next.
Kind of like how we solve problems in real life, right? Rarely one skill, one tool, does the trick. It's about bringing stuff together.
Precisely. That's what makes Python so strong and feels like data science. You've got to wrangle data from all over, clean it, analyze with complex algorithms, then present it clearly. Python ties that all together.
It's like Python's the project manager for your code, huh? Making sure all the different parts are playing nice and doing their jobs.
That's a great way to put it. The conductor, the director, sometimes even the stagehand. And this ability to bring different tools together, it's not just for experts. It makes Python a really good way to learn about programming, too.
Now that you mention it, I've always wondered, how do people learn to think in Python? Is it just memorizing the rules, the syntax, or is there something deeper happening?
Oh, it's way more than memorization. Think about how we learn anything. We start simple, build on it, then tackle tougher stuff. Python's design actually works the same way.
You're saying the way Python is structured actually helps you learn how to think like a programmer.
Exactly. Because Python's syntax is so readable, and it mirrors how we think anyway, learners can focus on the problem they're solving, not getting lost in the code itself. They can think about logic, flow, the big picture, right from the start.
That's huge when you're starting out. It's less like struggling with grammar rules in a new language and more like jumping straight into a conversation.
Perfect analogy. This focus on problem solving over syntax, it makes Python great for teaching computational thinking, even if you've never coded before in your life.
Any real-world examples of this? How's Python being used as that kind of learning tool?
Oh, tons. Like in physics education, they're using it to simulate experiments, visualize stuff that's hard to grasp otherwise.
So instead of just reading about some abstract concept, students can actually see it happen, mess around with it.
Exactly. Change a few values, rerun the simulation, see the results in real time. Makes it way more engaging, helps bridge that gap between the theory and actually doing it.
That's really cool. It sounds like Python's not just a language, it's a way to understand the world better.
It really is. And when it comes to exploring that world, we can't forget about Python's awesome community.
Right. People are always saying how welcoming and helpful the Python community is, especially for beginners. Why do you think that is?
It's pretty special, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Great documentation, tons of tutorials online, and people are always willing to help each other out, makes it way easier to find answers, learn from others' mistakes, even contribute to Python itself.
Like having a global network of mentors and collaborators all passionate about this one language, that's incredible.
It really is. A great example is the Python Enhancement Proposal process, or PPs.
PPs. Gotta admit, not familiar with those. What are they all about?
They're like design documents proposing changes or additions to the language itself. Anyone can submit one. It's all about making Python better. Then it goes through this whole review process, discussions, revisions, and eventually a decision on whether to add it in.
So it's like democracy in action, but for code. That's so cool how open and community-driven it is.
It's a big reason why people love Python. Powerful, versatile, but still approachable. And that community plays a huge role in that.
Well said. It's obvious now. Python's more than just rules and syntax. It's a community, a philosophy, really shows how powerful collaboration can be, even in tech.
Absolutely. And as we wrap up our deep dive here, it makes you wonder, if Python's this in tune with how we think today, what about the future? Will languages become even more intuitive? Where's that line between human language and code going
to
be?
That's something to think about. It's been awesome taking this deep dive into Python with you. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, happy coding, everyone.